good afternoon, good evening, good morning. And if you're off the planet, well, good whatever you call it on your planet. It's lovely to speak to you this evening, or this afternoon. I'm here in the north of Scotland, so it's dark already. So we're not going to see the moon for a while, not until the sun comes up again, but we'll have missed the eclipse. Tonight's show is off planet. It's about the eclipse, how it might affect us. I'm going to try and bring in various people's opinions and thoughts. That's great. So, yes, and I'll also have Tracy Kennedy joining me in a wee while. Some of the things that that people have said about eclipses is that they portend a time of change. Some people say that bring in earthquakes. Other people say that civilizations come and go with various eclipse cycles, all that sort of stuff. It's hard to say whether there are causative effects of things like that, but certainly astrologers feel like that, and that's the way that the powers that be, they very much rely on astrologers and numerologists and all of that sort of stuff. Yes, it's getting better all the time. So thank you very much, by the way, for the last Pamela and Bobert for giving me a hat tip. Thank you very much. And I'd like to bring in my friend here, Tracy Kennedy. Let's see. She's probably not going to hear me for a couple of minutes, so she doesn't know that we're on there. Tracy, you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
Yay! Hello. How are you, my dear?
I'm good.
Very, very good. So, yes, we're discussing eclipse. Now, I tuned in for a little while after I was cooking dinner, because I'm always cooking dinner when your show's on, so I don't always get a chance to listen. But you were talking about Indian affairs and things like that, weren't you?
Yes, I was today.
Yeah. So you haven't spoken about the eclipse since the last show that you did.
That's right. I didn't speak of it today. Mm-hmm. Feeling it though.
Yeah. So so what's your experience? What's been going on your side?
You know, when I first talked about it, I found the Mercury in retrograde part disturbing. It can be. It's almost like a sexualized and videotape scenario. So men, on one hand, can be pulled between two women who are different. Women can be pulled between two aspects of themselves. Of course, if they're gay, could be two women as well. I don't judge. And I find everybody's detoxing now. And perhaps instead of having one glass of wine, they're having 47. It was intense. And there's all these different aspects coming on that we're having to take a deep look in ourselves. That's what I'm feeling. And it's not always pleasant, but we have to look at that.
That's a very good point. You know, a lot of people are always saying, you know, we want to hear the truth. We want to know the truth. And yet when the truth comes out, they immediately start denying it. Oh, that couldn't possibly be happening. Those are decent people. Oh, look at the work they do for charity. but we've seen recently how even those excuses are a very thin veil of some very dark material. And I think, in a way, this is... The eclipse is it's a portend of it's the end of something. It's the end of some. I'm willing to say it's like the end of a magic spell.
Very much so. Now, do you find, because we're going to have a lunar eclipse soon, and they usually come together when I look at the solar eclipses as a door opening, and the lunar ones as a door closing. Uh-huh. So something's coming in, we're dealing with it. Uh-huh. And this inness could be the same as, you know, we're ending a certain cycle. This year has been pretty powerful, and we're not even close to the end yet.
Not long. 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yes, really not long. It's, I tell you, these weeks are dashing by. Really, really running by.
This year has been incredible, hasn't it?
Yeah. Actually, I'm just looking. I posted a link on a picture on Facebook, and it's such an incredible picture. It's a picture of a sink with the swirling vortex of the water draining away from it, with the washing up water that just made a perfect eye shape. And it looks like an eye, but it's actually a spinning vortex. So that's a really interesting image there.
I found it a little scary.
Yeah, that's right. He said, that's a little creepy, Jay. Just got the shivers, she says.
I did. But even that makes sense because it's a time of detoxing. And people are suffering allergies and autoimmune diseases and food intolerance now. Those kind of things, if you have them, are probably extensive. Or if you're the kind of person who's been in remission from these things, they're back and they're bugging you or trying to pull you back into that darkness. So what are you feeling? Are you feeling cleansed by this? Do you feel agitated at all, foggy, or poor?
Well, yes, it's interesting, you know, because yesterday I had a gig. I had a very small spot. It was only a five-minute song that I knew was going to be sent all over the world, and it had to be of the highest quality. You know, I had to really get it right, and it's a song that I've not played live before, so over the last few weeks, everybody who I've been on a call to, I've said, do you want me to, can I sing you this song? Because I've been trying to get the arrangement right. So you have to gig it, you know, like your dad was, you know, he would, you have to play it over and over again to get it set right. So I've been running through this song in my head, this tiny five-minute slot in the stage show that was going to be transmitted all over the world and all of that stuff to loads of people. So I really felt like kind of on the spot. So that happened last night. So I've kind of been building this thing up. And in a way, you know, I didn't really need to worry or whatever it is you call when you lay awake at night running through every single note that you're putting down on your fingerboard. I don't know what you call that. Worry or kind of mental practice or whatever, but I've felt kind of it's been something that has been built up inside me, but I also think it's kind of tied to the eclipse and some way of it's a time of finishing things. So for me, in that way, it's like that. You know, I don't need to be nervous anymore about performing. I'm good enough to do stuff without having to lay awake several nights a week for several weeks.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but the tension when we suddenly start questioning ourselves, am I going to be good enough? Will I be able to produce at the time I need to produce? There's all questions that are kind of hitting us in the face. Even though I'm sure that you could play this thing in your sleep, which you were doing, we still have to think, oh, what if I can't do it? All of a sudden I sit there and I'm looking at the guitar and it's like a snake now and I don't know how to play it.
Oh, man, I've had that feeling.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. That was it. You got it precisely. This is 20 years ago when I was first starting out in bands, this was what would happen to me. I'd step on stage. I'd look down and I'd look at this kind of wooden thing hanging around my neck and like, what's this? Like you say, is this a snake? What is this thing? You know, it's like, and almost like I have to, in that very short period of time between standing on stage and starting to play, I have to remember everything that I knew about it. This is a guitar and I learned this and I've been doing all these things, so I do know how to do it. You know, kind of reconvince myself that I know how to do these things, which is, it's like I'm walking on and I'm on a blank slate again. It's very odd.
And, you know, that's been happening to me this week. I've noticed, well, since yesterday especially, and Sunday too, it was like a tension building up. I went to do my show today, and for the first 5 minutes, I thought, I can't speak. I can't do it. I can't be on air. Why am I on air? Oh, my God, no one's going to want to hear me. I shouldn't do it. I can't do this show. It's too much. And it's like, wait a minute, Tracy, you've been doing a lot of shows. You'll be okay. Just do it. And I had to talk myself through it.
Interesting.
A sudden stage fright.
Yeah. Stage fright. That's what they call it.
Yes. Yes.
But it's interesting that when you're on stage, or when you know people are listening to, or maybe even when you don't know that people are listening to, that there is this other place that you go to, which is almost like their sphere of expectation as to what's going to come out of you tonight. And that might be better than your ability.
Yes.
Sometimes that really works to your advantage. You know, people expect you to play well, so you naturally play well. Depends who's in the audience, really.
It's that, too. Yeah. When I started, the ideas and the thoughts were just flowing through me without difficulty. And when that happens, it's like traveling to another space.
Mm.
When I'm like that, I find anyway, during my shows, it must be like when you play, I'm almost not there.
Mm.
I'm there and I'm not. It's like something else takes over and just does it, and I feel like I'm a listener.
Mm.
My heart is doing all the talking, or perhaps my soul, and it's not my regular average mindset. All of a sudden, I become untethered and I'm free.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that, so that's the thing, too.
It just pours out. And that's the best space to be in, when you can just allow the flow to come from within you, and you know that's your higher self going there, and it's, you know, you just get yourself in a good, comfortable place, and it'll just flow. That's the thing that happens. So, with regard to event, the eclipse event, we are in it, aren't we? You know, it's already started. Edge of the moon's shadow is kind of creeping up on the Earth, isn't it?
I think so. Yes, I would think so.
Yes.
We're already feeling it, so I guess this is a time that we help clarify everything like butter, make it cleaner.
Yeah.
We just keep our eyes open for the messages and synchronicities of the universe and feel that first wave, because it's definitely hitting me today.
Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, I've been, I had 4 hours sleep and woke up for a while and went back and lay awake for a while and realized I woke up again, so I must have fallen asleep a while. So I've had the very broken up sleep in the last few weeks, and it probably will continue to be so. So I've been trawling all my friends, running around saying, "What do you know about the eclipse? What do you think?" And so I put some stuff out on Facebook, and some of the things that have come back, if I may share these. Here's Andrew, who came on your show. The eclipse tonight will begin the rapid rust, the surface energies the cabal has set up as domes around major cities. So he's saying that there's some kind of shield that has been put up that the eclipse is going to destroy.
Feels like that too. That's really interesting you'd say that, because we haven't talked about that yet, Andrew and I. We usually do talk about those kind of things. And I felt this morning, and some of the research I've done with this Mercury involvement in this, it's like there's a chance we see the snakes and the seducers in this world, and we have to choose now. Are we going to let them stay, or do they dissolve and go? Because it's our power keeping them there.
Interesting. Because the next post he says is, after the eclipse is done and over with, three waves of sun energy will begin to bake the ice hearts still left on outer and inner Earth. To bake the ice hearts. So, a melting of ice hearts. Interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense too. That dark goddess energy who will melt things around us. Sedna can be fearful of hitting the icy depths, but she must go there to defrost the bounty. That's part of what's going on too. So yeah, I'm with him.
Yeah. So yeah, let's have a look at this. This is something you you sent in earlier. Is it something that you came across, or did you write this?
Well, combo. You know, I piece things together, and I can read them, and they make sense to me. So it's like a cosmic drama, and I like to look at horoscopes. Like when I do my reading, it's more of a story that I kind of weave together rather than this card means this and this and this. Yeah. You know what I mean? So the eclipse is opposite Sedna. Sedna may feel victimized, and the project.
And project
actually the bully onto her mother, other women around them. So that's why I was saying people may feel strange about female energy right now. So initially, this drama gets them attention that they crave, but eventually people get bored and choose to ignore it, and that's a blessing. Instead of endlessly replaying this drama, which we've played, this eclipse gives us time to shift our attention to a more worthy cause outside ourselves and outside of our regular soap opera lives.
Right. And interesting.
So this
is an opportunity to look at the places in our life where people are basically being over dramatic and taking up much too much space and time than they really would have. I mean, really, what they need is a good hug, but they spend 3 hours screaming and moaning about how the world is
moaning, or they try to dub up, well, mask all their pain with drink and drugs or some sort of addictive thing. Could be relationships, could be anything, but it's a detox time to look for our own inner savior instead of crying about our own inner victim.
So this is a very interesting point, and this is something that everybody is really having to deal with, and that is the victimhood stroke taking responsibility for yourself and for your life. But that also means, conversely, that one stops interfering in other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like what Frank Jordan talks about, being in dominion and not in under domination. And I think possibly this is one of the areas that this eclipse is touching, is for the whole of humanity. We're having to make that choice whether to go, for instance, further into debt, or whether to start manifesting.
Yes.
Whether to get a job, i.e. be a wage slave, or to become freelance.
Follow our hearts.
Follow our hearts.
Our melting hearts.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the ice has fallen away, and all of a sudden we're looking around going, what the heck has gone on?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that too. Feel that too, Jay.
So this is very interesting. So, I've also got, there's a small discussion about whether it really is our moon, and what it is our, you know, what it is, and what is it our, what we regard as our sun, but that's another completely other show, I think. Okay. So Robert, who was on my show a few weeks ago, tonight we have a new moon, which opens a brand new chapter in our lives. It's an ideal to start a new job, new love, etc., even to drop bad habits like quitting smoking. Actually, quitting smoking is something that a lot of my friends seem to be doing at the moment, moving away from, yeah, like you were saying, this detox.
Yes, and I have too, but today I started and I can't even explain why. And I'm sure I'll stop tomorrow, but something today just kind of threw me off kilter. And I can't say it was because I was depressed or anything weird or even craving one. I don't know why.
You know, I think that's a very interesting point there. We call ourselves smokers or non-smokers or this or that. We call ourselves these, and therefore we have to conform with the ideas. I'm a vegan, therefore I will never eat anything made of meat or a meat product. You know, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a the other. And I think really we need to stop talking about ourselves in terms of these little boxes, which is what propaganda does to us.
Exactly.
I may, for instance, like to have a drink, but I'm in no way an alcoholic. I might like to eat pork. You know, I might like to eat a salad. You know, I've got all the rights, and I have no definitions or restrictions as to what I may or may not eat. I'm not fanatical about anything. And I think this is the point of choice that people are coming to, is that it may be that, you know, you're not addicted to something just because it's addictive, and that you could have a cigarette, or you could have a spliff, or you could have whatever, and then that's it. And if there is no more, then you don't have any more. Or you can put the bottle away, or, you know, whatever. So that there is no kind of sense that you're trapped in this. It's like you've got the choice now. Does that make sense? Does that kind of more fill the space that you're talking about? Like, I want to have a cigarette. Okay, I have a cigarette. Doesn't make me a this or a that.
No. Yeah. Well, yes, exactly. You know, we are now in the wizard's hand, so to speak, mm-hmm. with another one of the alignments we have. We are the serpent. That could be poison. That could just be letting go, letting our kundalini go, being what we really are instead of what little tiny boxes we put ourselves in, and allowing ourselves just to be without the tension, without the stress, which is killing us all slowly. Time to relax and open up.
Yeah.
Deep breath and let it out. It's kind of a sigh moment, I think.
So I think at this point I'd like to relay what my guide said, because I was running around today wondering what I'll have, and because I was trying to raise some astrologers, but every astrologer I know, oh, we're having a new moon meditation tonight, and I can't make it, so I haven't been able to get anybody, but I've been gathering quotes. Yes, I've been trolling around the internet. I've been just digging deep. I'm not a troll, you know. I don't go around annoying people. I really haven't got the inclination that all the time to go around annoying other people. I have enough trouble with doing my own stuff. So I spoke to my guides earlier, and I asked them. Oh yeah, there was an interesting thing that they said. One is that there are other bodies in our solar system which are impinging on our gravity, and you will see Pluto perhaps be in a different position. And once the wave hits, there will be illumination of bodies that were previously invisible, and the visibility will persist for a short time, long enough to show up new members of your solar system family. I don't know if anybody's ever said that anywhere, but that's what they said tonight. Anyway, so during the eclipse, I asked them what would be the best attitude to be in, and they said, if you're in a world of the technical, take some space from it. Perhaps, if possible, switch off the mains current in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Sit quietly and allow the things in your life that are pulling you backwards to the past to slip gently into the past. Allow the worries you have about the future to dissolve and let them slip back into the future. Breathe and remain in the now for as long as you can. Create a new world in your mind for as long as you can. Be calm. Use light and sound and form, that's geometric forms and shapes and things in your creation. Sit with a crystal in your hand. Make the vision the happiest you can possibly imagine.
Beautiful.
So, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
Yeah. So that's what my guides gave to me. I've also got a channeling from Nora Herald, who's a favorite on Journeys with Rebecca show. Do you have any comments on that, Osbert?
Well, I'm just incredibly with that. You know, all the extra sensitivity that we're feeling is not all bad news, even though it can seem frustrating. We have a strong psychic shield now, and it's, even though the magnetic shield is failing, we are not. All these things are supposed to happen. Heightened imagination, channeling spirit guides, opening the heart, being pure love, if we can use it that way. Yeah, I feel all of these things at the same time, and it's okay. I feel okay with it.
Yes. It's all about unconditional love. That was another thing they said last night. Yeah. another one of my friend, very succinctly, said, give it up and out.
Yes.
Give it up, give it out. You know, things that are holding you back, give them up. Give out the energy from your heart. I mean, everybody's got something that is their particular special thing. You know, everyone's got an interest that is unique to them. And if everybody started to make that more a part of their lives, everybody would be happier. Everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I think, anyway.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Ah.
You know, in the room, this usually happens, and we've talked about this so many times. People are using different words to express the same thing, but the feelings are the same. We're so many people feeling the exact same thing now. I am not an astrologer, but I do have the superpower to research the heck out of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I can talk to all the astrologers in a way. And then you take these pictures, which are little pieces of the puzzles and different viewpoints of the same elephant, and try to put that with how you feel. And I'm feeling the exact same thing. It was the tension I felt earlier. And then when I just let go, it felt like that was happening all over the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, there's waves of stuff. You know, I'm still feeling that, right, so we're in the middle of a very alignment full week. You know, there's all these different alignments, not only geocentric, earth-centered, but also heliocentric, stuff that's lining up with the sun that isn't the earth.
Yes.
And that's bound to have an effect on the sun in terms of its electrical activity and its solar flare activity. There was another flare this morning, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
Yeah. So what we're also seeing, you know, it might be interesting, the corona might be interesting to look at today during this eclipse. You know, we're kind of a bit spoiled now because we have Soho, which is like a permanent eclipse, and that allows us to see the corona all the time, something that we only used to be able to see during a solar, you know, lunar-solar alignments like we have tonight. All right, Andrew's got another thing. The layers of reality of the outer spatial of Earth is separate from the space that is Earth. Oh, hang on. What goes on outside the planet exists on many timelines. Uh-huh. Yes. That's good.
I like it.
Yes. So, the eclipse is building up. We have another couple of hours, don't we? It's 8:30. It's yes, well,
five hours.
I don't know if it's that much.
We are on the planet.
Yeah,
I think it's five. So that's another two hours.
Yeah, something like that. It's another two or just less than 2 hours till the full eclipse, and then there's that 8 minute period that the Mayan guy was talking about. Have you seen the Mayan guy video?
Yes, I have. Awesome. It's interesting how many eights keep coming up.
Mm. Eights.
8 seconds, 8 minutes.
Oh, yes, 8 seconds and 8 minutes.
Eight seconds, the portal between the sun and us opens.
Yes.
8 seconds, there's another portal between center of the galaxy, apparently, and us. There's so many different eights.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing. Now, the thought that I've had about that is that it takes 8 seconds at the speed of light to get here from the sun. So I can understand why that energy is, you know, why that time period is the way it is, that it's 8 seconds. So it's like the sun sends it out, and it's like the lightning bolt that travels all the way here, ionizes the space and allows that last part to pass, like a kind of corpuscle. But then you're looking at, did you say 8 minutes to the center of the galaxy?
I think so. I know it's another eight. Mm. I have to check that, but it's another eight.
Yeah.
But these eight seem to be coming over and over again. There's was a weird, one of those weird booming sounds that everyone's been talking about lately. It was here. I actually heard one here.
All right.
Yesterday. And there were several of them, but I could count three, and they were 8 seconds apart. That was very cool.
Yeah.
Solar eclipse tonight, guys. Solar eclipse. The lunar one, I think, is 26 or 28.
Yeah. Lunar eclipse is when it's a full moon, and the Earth eclipses the sunlight for the moon. And so we see the Earth's shadow on the moon. And so the moon goes a kind of red color. Tonight we have a solar eclipse where the sun is being eclipsed by the moon, and the moon is casting its shadow on the Earth. And tonight it's happening in the Pacific. And so there's very little land. I think it's just one outer edge of New Zealand that they're going to get a glimpse of the solar eclipse, of the full ring happening. So.
Well, these eights kind of make me laugh. It's kind of like stop W-8ing. Waiting.
Say again?
Stop W-8ing. Waiting.
All right. W-8ing.
And you know, I don't know how more obvious the universe could be saying, you know, Earthlings, I've tried to tell you the same thing over and over again. Now I have to spell it out.
So, yeah, that's 9 minutes.
Maybe slow, but we're starting to get it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's about 5 p.m. Eastern time zone. It was about 10 past 5. So, if you do get the chance, I mean, it sounds very, very sensible what my guys were saying. You know, find yourself in a place where you can sense the energy, the Earth, without any electrical zones around you that will make that... and make that distorted, and try and connect with the Earth itself. Maybe if you have the chance to go outside and walk barefoot on the grass, get grounded, and get a good feel for where you are on the planet. Because the planet is going through, you know, the eclipse is happening to the planet. A lot of times, you know, the sun keeps things going. So when the eclipse happens, that breaks the path of the light coming from the sun. And also, like we were talking about with Venus, Tracy, a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
Stuff.
Yes. Lots of stuff. These things ring out to us, our entire solar system, could be our entire galaxy, are ringing with similar energies. We get them later, but whatever happens out there is happening in here in our very bodies. So it's good we're feeling it. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling even a little odd today, it's a good sign. Your body's, it's a good sign.
You remember we were talking about Venus and the, just after the Venus transit, we got all these, this is sometime in June, wasn't it?
Oh,
but we got all these strange biblical events.
Mm-hmm. We sure did.
Which I was saying, because of the tail. Basically, every body that is in the solar system is hit by the solar wind, and that's like 200, 300 kilometers a second. Pretty strong wind. And that behind the planet, like a comet has a tail, every planet has an invisible tail. And presumably, that's what happens to the moon. So when the moon is in line with the Earth and the Sun, presumably there may be space debris, odd gases that are produced by the... oh, God, I just had the idea of a whole bunch of greys on the moon and their gaseous output. What a horrible...
The Nazis.
Sorry about that, folks. Grey farts, yeah. So, and that will brush across the Earth, and I presume that will get maybe gaseous influence on the coming into the oceans and things happening. Won't get fish falling from the sky though.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Everything else has been happening. I wouldn't be surprised if I walk out and it's raining fish or frogs or whales or who knows anymore. I don't think anything would surprise me. I'd just say, well, okay, other portal open. Try not to stand there next time.
Yeah. So the maximum apparently lasts about 4 minutes. So 2 minutes into that time, so that would be 12... 13, about 14 minutes past the hour of wherever you are. That will be the full time. And the Mayan guy was saying like 8 minutes either side. So if you have a meditation, say that lasts for 15, 16 minutes, and you start that about, about 8 minutes past or something like that. I'm sure you can do the math, and figure out exactly the time so that you can allow that energy to completely come through you during your meditation. I would be very happy to hear what people's experience of this is, and also the experience that happens in the next few days and weeks. We're witnessing stuff happening in Britain. our public service broadcasting network, the BBC, famous throughout the world as being impartial and unbiased, has finally been shown up to be a gangster-run propaganda organization that is murder for hire, and they hide paedophiles and children abusers and then actively encourage them, and it's all starting to come out in the press in the last couple of weeks, and this is a perfect kind of eclipse kind of energy, because this is some darkness that is really coming out that has to be squeezed out into the light. What do you think, Trace? That's it. Snort. or do I have to start talking pirate?
No, don't. Then we're going to have another half hour of Tracy just cracking up.
Oh, we got a guy called Man in the Moon in the Wall Street chat room.
Yes, he was commenting about the alien fart joke. It has to come up at least once and bring out the best of my man. Let's get silly. But, you know, we're feeling this stuff, but I'm enjoying the fact that people are starting to take things lightly now. Mm. It's not, oh my God, it's the apocalypse, oh, let's dance. People are like, yeah, it's happening. Yes, there was a strange explosion, and obviously it's not from a gas leak. And they're not hiding in the corporate media's bylines anymore. Mm. Not even the supposed truth or we're all going to die mode. People are just going, yeah, I don't think so, and move on. I like that. I really like that.
So we're all building up a bit of discernment and discrimination, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're looking around us and starting to say, you know, we probably have only got 0.5% of entirely what's going on, so we'll just wait and see. And be okay. We're okay.
So
we're still here. We're still talking.
We're still talking. We're still walking. Solar. Now, here's this is from Nora Herald, who's a regular contributor to Journeys with Rekha, and she posted this today, which was from her Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective. Solar eclipses offer you the opportunity to examine your connection to your own power. You experience the illusion of being disconnected from your power and then reconnected, allowing you to amplify your own power. Now, that's another very interesting way of looking at it, that the cutting off of the light from the sun disconnects the earth from the source of its power, and it forces us all to really to look inside of us and discover what we've discovered recently is that we have a lot more fire in us than we thought we had. And this may be another opportunity for people to be evolutionary, revolutionary, civilly disobedient kind of thing in their own ways. That somehow the energy of the powers that be is cut at this point. And we have a chance to reconnect our own.
You know, you brought up a really interesting point that just kind of hit me now, Jay. A while ago, you said, you know, the SOHO satellite is now constantly making an eclipse for us. And I'm wondering if that's part of trying to cut us off from the energies that are incoming. But, you know, that's never dropping from the sky, so it doesn't have too much longer. It's crashing into something any minute now, so that won't last long either.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that are going to come to an end, I think. I mean, all the financial predictions, the end of the dollar, all these other, what do they call them, trust funds, not trust funds.
Hedge funds.
No, these huge funds that were created hundreds of years ago by people like Saint Germain. The idea is that they've gathered so much interest now that they're worth more money than all the national debts of all the countries, and that could be easily paid off. You know, less like that. That's the end of the debt. And we remonetize the whole world, and we get rid of the corrupts, and we stop people gambling on it, and we bring money into right order. Because that's going to happen at some point or other. And the powers that be, or the powers that were, are still holding on to it and still trying their little tricks. But, you know, like you say, we're getting wise to their tricks. And almost immediately people go, oh, yeah, you can see that's propaganda.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're surrounded by all this falseness, but their time is coming, and they're making acts now of desperation, like a child having a tantrum. What do you mean you're taking my toys, but I'm still playing with it? No, you're not. No, you're not. If Iceland could do it, any place could do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and Iceland is very close to my heart. Well, it's actually close to my house. I have a good friend who's an Icelandic, and so we see all these.
So anyway,
Oh, sorry. I was wondering what that sound was, and it's the spaceship, and they've got a sound. So I'm going to try and find how I turn the sound off without turning off SLU. SLU is a telescope. Oh God! So I just tuned into SLU on the thing SLOOH. Somebody in the chat room made it, and the eclipse is happening. The moon is now about two thirds of the way across the face of the sun. So it's got a little while to go.
What?
That isn't in another 6 minutes. So it's nearly there. Well, there you go. That's lovely. So I'll try and post that that link in the chat room there, but there is the guy who's who's babbling away, so you might want to see if you can find where the volume control is and turn that down. So, where are we? We are looking at the solar eclipse that is happening here, and I'm just going to try and see if I've got any more little bits and pieces that people have sent me. Nessara, that's it. Thank you very much. there are several programs like Nessara. I just got a text from on Facebook from Raji Gaji. Thank you, Raji. Nessara being a is one of these global funds which is supposed to end poverty and is always being hijacked by the powers that be, the Bush cabal, to be more precise. So where are we, Tracy? What have we got? Have we got any other snippets? I'm just looking around and seeing if I've got any other snippets that I've left lying around for me to read later.
Everyone's distracting me. Don't distract me. Don't try to be serious. It's not working. So a time of detox.
Yes.
Time of women deciding whether or not they have to choose this good girl aspect or this bad girl aspect, and just be guys deciding whether they want a good girl or a bad girl, or whether or not it's just okay to like someone and not kind of decide why. We're all thinking these things right now, and I think it's a time for our inner struggles to be over and just be yourself. I know it sounds kind of light, but be yourself, enjoy who you're around because you enjoy them, and don't question it too deeply.
You know, that's such a, I really I love this point, which is about, and it comes back to what I was talking about earlier, about the idea that one defines oneself as being in a relationship or being not in a relationship. One defines oneself as being married or engaged or single or that. One defines themselves as being a painter, a printer, or this or that. And one also defines oneself as being a smoker or a drinker or whatever. That I think if we were to let go of labeling ourselves as to what we do, you know, reframe who you are in terms of what you like, or I don't know, something else, maybe not even define yourself, although people will always ask you, who are you? What are you? And, you know, people come up with very, you know, the trite old things. Well, I am who I am, and, you know, I'm as old as my teeth, and, not as old as my tongue and younger than my teeth, and, you know, all that stuff.
I don't think I've ever been asked what.
What are you? What are you?
Yeah. What are you, first of all?
So you're going to have a party afterwards. You're going to meditate first and then have a party afterwards, are you?
Apparently. I'm fine. Two sides, good with them.
Yeah. No, and this is another thing, you know, and that reminds me of the age-old, I can't remember, the Merlin's Dilemma. Have you heard of that one?
No.
The idea was that Merlin was given the choice of having a beautiful woman by day, and a hag at night, or a hag by day and a beautiful woman by night in bed.
Prospero.
Yeah, so that's this is what we call the world of dualism. Okay. And you know what Merlin's response is?
Fine, sounds good. No, what'd he say?
Merlin says, whatever she wants. And of course, she wanted to be a beautiful woman by day and night.
Good answer. He was a sweet talker, eh?
Thanks, like that, Merlin.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. Yeah, that's a great answer. You know, it's our life is so short, maybe, depending on who you're going to listen to about that. Mm-hmm. But I'm finding people just are so open right now. I'm finding them a lot more open. They will just say what they're feeling, whether it's even technically appropriate. Not to the point where they're being rude or anything, but people are saying what they're feeling. And that is an incredible thing. Someone doesn't feel well, they're coming up and saying, you know, I'm tired today, or I'm grumpy today. And they're saying it rather than, oh, I'm okay. And we have to guess how they're feeling. People are using their words to describe their state. And that is new.
People are becoming more honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think... you know, partly this is, again, coming to the whole, we're seeing the truth of what the politicians and the people that we used to hold in great honor and dignity, realizing that they're, you know, just sleaze bags, as the press have been talking about for years. But it's now coming out in the press, what they've been doing, and also what the press have been stopped from doing. We're seeing that various agents of the press have been blocked from publishing certain stories mm-hmm. that hurt certain people. And now there's this other thing that some abuse victim has said, oh, no, that wasn't me. And this is absolutely, you can really see that this is propaganda, because they're trying to say, oh, you're just working on a false premise. You're just turning it into a witch hunt and making ridicule of it. Mm-hmm. That's their defense, and you can see, you know, people are, I can see it, so other people can see it, that
yes.
It's going to be, that we can see that they're just squirming in their seats, and they're trying to do their old tricks of distraction, but people are wise to it now.
Yeah, and they're throwing themselves on the floor and having a tantrum, and emotions have been clearer lately, not clearer so much as, like you say, more truthful.
Mm.
I found myself, every so often, I just freak out. And Dave, who is perfect, when he hears me freak out, he just waits. Mm-hmm. Are you done? Yes. Feel better? Yes. And then we move on. It's so funny.
Mm.
Absolutely just lose it, or just start crying, or tiny little things that mean nothing upset me, or something so simple will make me so happy. But I feel it, and then it's gone. So things aren't staying with me, and I think others of us, as long as they used to. Things change so fast, and we're just going through each little emotional day quicker now.
You know, as far as the ancient teachings are concerned, the processing of emotion is one of the very, very first stages of being on the path. The final expression of that pent up emotion is one of the defining moments in the spiritual path, when you finally can detach from the outcome of any particular expectation, and you finally get beyond disappointing. Because expectations create disappointments, and as soon as you can stop making expectations, you'll stop getting disappointed. But that takes a certain amount of emotional it's emotional maturity, that you're not turned into a toddler the minute something upsets you or you can't get your way. And so this is the world growing up. Yeah, you're
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it is. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. And, you know, I sometimes feel like the sun, when it holds a lot of energy for a long time and doesn't release, I even physically feel tense at those times. And then when it finally sends off a plasma or solar flare, I'm just like, thank you. And it's like any bit of emotion or tension, I feel like you don't want me to hold it in. Because when it goes I'm frightened for people, really. But I've not been so volatile lately, and that's awesome. It's nice feeling this state of coolness suddenly. It's awesome.
Hmm. Yeah, and like we're talking about, you know, moving from different ways of looking at the world, from dominion to from domination to dominion, as Frank puts it, or from basically from slavery to freedom, and this is what we're really talking about: freedom, not just kind of liberty, which is like a subset of it's just you've got a box, but you're free within that box, but this freedom is no box, because we regard ourselves as trustable enough to know the difference between right and wrong, to not go around breaking the golden rule, and to keep the world out of being dominated, and really, this is part of the paedophilia thing, because that's part of the domination world.
Yeah.
So we really want to, we take it all away. We want to work on love. The Occupy movement, as I keep saying, that's the future of humanity. The way they work, that's the way we're going to be working. It's through necessity and through invention and creativity that we're going to move through this thing, and it's not having a job. It's not being reliant on the dollar. It's being able to recognize the skills that you have that are contribution to the community that you live in.
This control thing, and goes with everything you're saying, it's a time to release. And people, I find, and I don't mean to sound negative, but a lot of times in the relationships I've seen people more like are taking a hostage rather than having a relationship with someone, because of the control thing that we've been taught. We have to control ourselves, and our best relationship is when you control the other person, and even that's slipping off, and I'm so happy to see that go in all ways.
Right, well, that's the end of the show. Thank you very much for your patience and your indulgence. Thank you for your comments, even the negative ones. And have a great eclipse. And let's see what comes out on the other side. Maybe nothing will change. Who knows? I don't think so. Thank you very much, Tracy Kennedy, for coming on the show with me.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Bye.